live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on!
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the pregame show. I am your host, Joe Spadoni. And it's here. The NBA playoffs, round one. Sacramento. Golden State. And the nations. Check that. Huh. I was going to say Washington, D.C. And the state capital. Most expensive ticket out there. Where are you going to be at, pre-gamers? What are you going to be doing this weekend? How are you going to be locked into this game? Because this is one of the more anticipated first-round matchups I can even remember in the NBA. Kings-Warriors. I am so damn excited for this matchup. I have no idea what to expect. And that's half of why I'm excited. Warriors can go in there and smack them, game one. Be like, oh, this is, you know what? They're the champs. We all should have known better. We're playing possum. They just weren't healthy. They're gelling at the right time. Night-night, rest of the league. Kings shrinking under the bright lights. They haven't been here in too long. Nice season. But you know what? The champs are here. And it's a wrap for the rest of the league. Like, that could easily happen. Or Kings say, no. You know what, Warriors? You guys are trash all regular season. You're lucky where you were. You were hurt. One of your best players was gone for a month. You're not just going to bring him back. Everything's not going to be all hunky-dory. You're not going to gel at the right time and go and repeat as champions. No. This is our season. We're going to be the ones to end the dynasty. And in game one, we're going to go in there and tap that ass. That's what we're going to do at Golden One Arena. In front of a sold-out crowd, a raucous crowd. That's what we're going to do. I could buy either of those scenarios. What are you going to buy this weekend? 888-957-9570. That's the Comcast Business text line. It's also the call number if you would like to get involved. You know, on a Friday, a payday Friday, a Phil Collins Friday, a Sacramento Kings Golden State Warrior preview Friday. I need to know what you guys are doing this weekend. Obviously, you're watching the Kings and Warriors. But what else are you doing? Going out of town? How are you watching the game? Is anyone going to the game? Let me know. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. As we react and get you ready all day for Kings Warriors. And don't forget. All postseason long, this is the station. Every single show will be locked in to Kings Warriors whoever, and Warriors whoever if they make it to the NBA Finals. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Warriors Live. Be there, be square. John Dickinson getting you ready before tossing it to the great Tim Roy, who will be on the call. Him, JB, Jim Barnett, all that. I'm so damn excited for this series. Are you? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. And I was just looking up, you know, some of the other first-round matchups, and just nothing seems sexy as this one. Like, not even close. The geographical nature alone with Warriors-Kings is fascinating. Kings being dormant for so long. The Warriors trying to repeat. There's so many intricate storylines in this first-round series alone. You would think it was like a Western Conference Finals matchup. Or hell, a second rounder. No, it's in the first. This doesn't happen. Enjoy it. Kings fans, Warriors fans, where are you at? 888-957-9570. Good morning to everyone if you're just getting off work. Getting ready for work. Getting ready for the weekend. Getting ready for school. All that. Appreciate you chiming in. Because this is the Working Man's Show. The pre-gamers here are special. Appreciate all y'all chiming in on YouTube. Nicole Diaz, Ken C, EJ. Let's go. Sabonis v. Looney. That's the matchup. I didn't even go Steph first. I went Sabonis v. Looney is the one I'm looking at. Because Kevon Looney, he joined Willard and Kruger yesterday. Kruger in for dibs all week. Doing a hell of a job. They had Steve Kerr on as well. I'm going to play some of the Kevon Looney sound because that's one of the big matchups everyone's circling, right? Domantas Sabonis, guy's a beast. Warriors lack size. Are they going to exploit that? They've exploited it in the past, but you know what? The Warriors, they have been able to overcome size differences, whether it's Williams in the finals and the Celtics, whether it's Jared Jackson, all this sort of stuff. They've been able to overcome the size difference. You know why? Because they can shoot the hell out of the ball and they can play defense. Now, they're going up against a team that could shoot it equally, if not better than them, at a night in and night out basis. We saw that regular season. The stats don't lie. Regular season Kings, greatest offense in the history of the NBA. Playoffs is a different animal, though. They haven't been here before. Warriors, they have. They know what time it is. They know when it's that 5-minute mark. All right, it's time to get serious. That's when the butts get clenched. That's when the men get separated from the boys. Curry, Clay, Draymond, they've been through this. Wiggins, all the guys last year. Hell, Jonathan Kuminga, who was on the bench, granted. Moses Moody had a minute. Like, these guys have been there and done that. Jermichael Green, yeah, he's had a cup of coffee. He knows what time it is. If he has to go into the game, he's a veteran. He knows what it's all about. These guys have all been there. And there is something to be said for experience, especially when it comes to the NBA and these long series. If it was just a one-off game, and that's what makes the NBA, you know, it always, the cream always rises, no matter what. It's not the NFL where, you know, you could have the best team all year like the Chiefs and they get upset in a conference championship, something like that, against the Cincinnati Bengals. And maybe the Chiefs were the best team that year a couple years ago, a couple seasons ago. But you know what? Joe Burrow, Bengals, hot at the right time, that was it. Doesn't happen in the National Basketball Association. It doesn't happen in Major League Baseball when you have these series. The cream always rises to the top. And I expect the same with the Golden State Warriors in this series. I just keep wrapping my head around it. I do not know how the Sacramento Kings win this series. I just don't think their defense can do enough to stop Golden State Warriors on the offensive end and vice versa. I think the Warriors' defense is just good enough to give the Kings offense some problems. And that's just the difference. The Warriors will play just enough defense that I think they pull out 4 wins in this series. Might be 6, might be 7. Haven't decided yet. I got 52 minutes to do so, and I want your thoughts and your predictions at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. And I was talking about experience and the Kings not really having any. Mike Brown, he spoke to as much the other day when he was talking to media, and he was talking about, you know what? I can't tell them anything. They're just going to have to go out there and learn about that and feel that atmosphere themselves.
I don't think there's any other way but to go through it. You know, you prepare your team as best you can, and you talk to them about the experiences that you've had as a coach and as a player, and you lace them up, and you go out there and you get through it. As we all know, there's no better teacher than experience. But you can talk until you're blue in the face. You can watch film until you're blue in the face. You can drill it until you're blue in the face. It's hard to simulate what it's really going to be like until you actually go through it. And so we've done all those things. I mean, even at our team dinner last night, we had Deli address the group from his perspective of being a champion and going through the playoffs. We had HB address the group from his perspective. And then we had Leandro Barbosa as a player and as a coach address the group. So, again, we can keep throwing stuff at our guys, which we will, but at the end of the day, the best teacher is going to be actually going through it and seeing how you hold up to the different things that come your way, especially when they're adverse things.
Mike Brown, head coach of the Sacramento Kings, there talking about experience. And you know what? You just can't substitute it. You can't substitute it. You can't talk about it. You just got to go out there and do it and learn from it. Your mistakes. Hey, game one, tight game. Couple turnovers there, costs you. Dubs win. It's tough, but you got to learn from it somehow, some way. And unfortunately, more often than not, when people in any work environment, whether it's the NBA, whether it's me, making mistakes, it's going to happen. and you got to learn from it. Many times here at the station, I have gone back to the board and realized when I start my show, oh, there's dead air. I forgot to pot up all the little sound channels. Great. I had to run back, run forth. I'm sure people have seen me on YouTube doing that. Like, where the hell's the audio? Spadoni's running for his life. I had to learn from those mistakes. Sabonis, Fox, these guys are going to make mistakes. Will they learn from them in that short of a series and be able to catapult themselves into the second round? I just don't think that's going to happen. Every way I cut and dice this, man, it's all Warriors every single time. Kings fans, I know there's Kings fans out here listening to the pregame show at 888-957-9570. How do you guys win this series? How? Is it as simple as saying the Warriors are going to look like the team they've looked like all regular season? Because I am under the assumption, I think many of you are listening out there, and all the Warriors fans out there, the ones that aren't, they're like, you know what, the Warriors, they'll flip that switch. They will. It might not look like they were last year, but they're going to be better. They have to be. They're healthier than they've ever been. They're gelling better than they've ever been. They won 8 of their last 10 in the regular season, granted, against really crappy teams, and it didn't look pretty. Wiggins is back. Gary Payton's playing well. Dante DiVincenzo's playing well. Jonathan Kuminga is a force on both ends of the floor. This is the deepest they've ever been. I could make an argument they've been deeper than they are last year. In a team that won a championship last year, that is gelling and is healthy at the right time, yeah, that has a recipe in a wide open West that, now that I'm talking about, might not be that wide open. It might just be the Warriors' time. Now, will they beat Milwaukee, Celtics, teams like that that have been good and solid all season long? We'll wait and see. But I am so confident in the Warriors getting to the NBA Finals. It's not going to be easy. But I'm talking myself into it at 5:12 this morning on a payday Friday, on a Phil Collins Friday. Warriors are going to the finals. And it starts tomorrow, that journey. That journey to 16 wins. Can they get that first one tomorrow? Will they get that first one tomorrow? Let me know what you think at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Appreciate all y'all chiming in. Ken C., bought my first ever Warriors jersey. This is on the YouTube chat. Getting ready for the game. Let's go. What jersey did you get, Ken? It's important getting that first jersey. I'm not usually the guy to get like the main, like if I'm, let's say you guys know I'm a Raider fan. I'm not getting the Davante Adams jersey. I'm more the guy that gets like a Hunter Renfro. Like I'm not getting the George Kittle one. I'm getting like something obscure. I'm getting like a Brandon Ayuk, something like that. A little under the radar. I'm that kind of guy. And we're the under the radar kind of show here. The pregame show. Love my pregamers chiming in. EJ. Seeker. He wants smoke with the Lakers round two. I don't even know if the Lakers get to round two, Seeker. They play the Memphis Grizzlies on Sunday at noon. Horrible timing alert. I got to be out doing dad stuff, going out to the park with the little ones. The wife, Miss Jade, she don't give an F about no damn basketball. Oh, yeah, you know, Benny's old schoolmates, you know, I planned this whole thing around 11:30 on Sunday. Yeah, we're going to go out. A couple of them are going to come to the park. You can see his old friends again. That's great. Oh, yeah. Can't wait. Oh, right around lunchtime. We bringing food? No, we can get food after. Oh, great. All right. Love you, honey. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Okay, Kenzie got the Steph jersey. It's fine. That's fine. Steph, top 10 player of all time, has a chance to cement himself as a top 5 player if he wins another title. Nicole's got 2 Steph, 1 Clay, 1 Dre jersey, working on getting a Looney and a Gary. How much money you got, Nicole? Seems like $100 a piece. I think I have one. Check that. I got 2 jerseys. I got actually a couple. Couple basketball ones. I got a couple football ones. Bonte, host of the Morning Roast, will be joined by Joe Shasky in about 45 minutes. He got me a Charles Woodson one for Christmas. It's freaking sweet. I'll be decked out in that thing come next Thursday when the Raiders inevitably make a horrible first-round draft pick. It's a tradition unlike any other. Shout out the Masters. Raiders making first-round pick blunders. Please, CJ Stroud, please drop. That's all I'm saying. 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr joined Willard and Kruger yesterday, and as he does every week, Kruger in for dibs, obviously. And it was really good. Really good. Highly recommend that. Download that Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game. Go to YouTube, search 95.7 The Game, subscribe there. Find that interview. It is tremendous. But even Steve Kerr was surprised about Gary Payton II's impact this year. And getting a guy like GP2 back, and I know at the time it was just like, ugh, why did we get rid of Wiseman? We got rid of the future for a guy that's already hurt. That whole debacle. Is this guy even going to be healthy? Is he even going to be being meaningful? Well, the addition of Gary Payton II, along with the emergence of Dante DiVincenzo this season, has really given this team so much depth and so much grit on the defensive side of the basketball that it's really changed how a lot of us are viewing them as a defensive team going into this playoffs. Along with the addition of Wiggins and how Jonathan Kuminga has been playing, like, this defense could flip the switch. We haven't seen it all year long, but with all this depth, they absolutely could. So here's Steve Kerr talking about how surprised he's been about Gary Payton II's impact.
No. Can't make it any simpler than that. I talk about it all the time, but, you know, he went out in the playoffs last year. When he came back, he missed game one of the Celtics series, and then when he came back, we won four out of the next five. And a big reason for it was his ability to guard Jaylen Brown. And getting Gary back has been huge. He's just such a dynamic defender, one of the best in the league. And it's been obviously an easy transition because he was here, you know, the last couple of years. He knows exactly what we're trying to do.
Knows exactly what we are trying to do. And that's really, it sounds simple, but it's really not. You have to have everyone buying in to the philosophy at this time of year. If one player, one key player is out of position or is making the wrong mistakes consistently, they're going to get benched real quick, and that rotation is going to tighten up. This is not the time to be making mistakes. And you're going to see a lot of coaches, not just Steve Kerr. You're going to see guys all across the league shortening those rotations, eight-man deep. You saw it for 10-plus years now with the Golden State Warriors. They're not about making mistakes. You make one or two, timeout, you're on the bench, bring in my guy Anthony Lamb. Right? That's what you've seen. If we're seeing Anthony Lamb in these playoffs, something went wrong. But you get what I'm trying to say. Don't make mistakes. The mental errors are going to cost you. They're going to cost you. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. A lot of you on the Comcast Business Text Line hitting me up. Jerseys are hard to get now, that from the 707. It's like, crap, who's going to be on the team in 5 years? It's a good point. Let's go Kings, light the beam. That's from the 916. 954, Spadoni, don't forget. Clay is healthier than last year, and GP2 is back. Nicole, both sides, hit me up on YouTube and on the Comcast Business Text Line. Appreciate you, Nicole. She's let me know that her husband got her the Steph one for Christmas, all those jerseys. The Clay one was BDAF. Shout out Husband of the Year alert, just getting you all these jerseys. You're also making it easier, Nicole. Like, that's great. Did you tell him, like, this is what I want? Because every single year, the Miss's birthday comes up, and it's always a cluster F. February 17th, I got Valentine's Day right there too, so it's just that week I'm just screwed. Hopefully a payday Friday was right before it. But I just asked, oh, you know me. That was always the answer. Oh, I don't know. I'll think about it. I was like, we got like 2 days left. You've been thinking about it for how long? Just tell me what you want, woman. Please. It's Christmas, birthdays, Mother's Day. Oh, God, it's going to be next month. They're not going to know what to do there. It's always good to go with the crafts, though, for the kids on Mother's Day. Can't go wrong with, like, the mugs or, like, the plaster hands, stuff like that. Let them paint it, put their names on it, stuff that they can keep forever from the heart. Give it to the kid. Hey, go give this to Mom. Smiles, tears. Let's go have brunch, have some mimosas, Mom, and go to sleep. Here's a spa day. Get her out of there. Those ones are usually easy. It's the birthdays and Christmas I always strike out on. 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr, more from him, talking about getting Wiggins back and what that's going to mean for the team in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, he's scrimmaged over the last week probably four different times, and he's gotten better and better. He's one of those guys who just is such an incredible athlete. He's got such great genes, great gifts. that a little bit like Andre Iguodala, you rarely see those guys get tired. You don't see them really fall out of shape. They don't add any weight. You know, there's no sort of big transition period where it's like, oh boy, this is going to take a long time, you know, for this guy to work his way back in. So I think the biggest thing with Andrew will just be the rhythm, you know, going from not playing to the playoffs. That's a pretty big leap, but he's looked great over the last week in all these scrimmages, and he's feeling good and he's ready to go.
And this is going to be a tough test for Wiggins. That's Steve Kerr on Andrew Wiggins, you know, talking about his conditioning, and he's on par with a guy like Andre Iguodala when it comes to always kind of staying in shape. But this is not going to be an easy one. Like, he's not going up against a slow kind of, like, you think of that old offense with the Grindhouse and the old Memphis Grizzlies with, like, Marc Gasol, Zebo. Like, it was just very slow and methodical. Tony Allen, stuff like that. Kings are fast, man. De'Aaron Fox is fast. And getting up to speed in a series like this is going to be very difficult, which is why I would think he's going to come off the bench, obviously. Like, starting him and putting him in that position is kind of setting him up to fail and have some egg on his face, stuff like that. You don't want to do that. Slowly bring him back. Give him some short spurts here, like middle first, end of first quarter. Get him some reps there early. Ramp him back up, kind of like what they did with Steph in the postseason last year. Just ramp him up, and eventually he'll get that conditioning back, and he'll get that pace of play back. And it's just tough going against a team like the Kings. De'Aaron Fox, not only is he fast just in real life, I'm playing him in 2K, and he's faster than everyone on there. It's not even close. Driving to the rack every single time. Man, how are the Kings going to win this series? Is it Fox and Sabonis going off? You know, Bobby Fitz, voice of the Golden State Warriors for the television side for over 30 years now. He wants you to let you know that for NBC Sports Bay Area. Bobby Fitz was talking about, listen, both Fox and Sabonis are going to get theirs. You know, I was talking yesterday. I was like, you can't let both of them get off, can you? You just have to limit to one of them. No, Fitz is like, no, let them both have it. It's the Keegan Murrays that you have to worry about. The Kevin Herters, the Malik Monks. You can't let them go off. Because if one of them starts going off, then you got problems. And that could easily happen. Like, any of those guys can get hot at the right moment. They're en fuego. They're Jordan Poole level at times. Jordan Poole, high level player off the bench, can score with the best of them. But Herter, sharpshooter. Malik Monk, sharpshooter. Those guys can get after it. Can the Warriors slow them down? That's when a guy like Dante DiVincenzo, a guy like Gary Payton II, that's when that depth starts coming into the play, right? Can they slow these guys down and do enough on the defensive end just to squeak it out? I'm not expecting a tour de force in this first round of defense. I think it's going to be very high scoring, and I know things tighten up in the playoffs. The whistles get swallowed a little bit. It's going to get a little more physical, and that's another little layer. Maybe I'm glossing over the officiating. How's that going to look? It's been kind of a S show, if you will, bleep show all season long with all these different calls. I think the creme de la creme of how this league has been this year. If we could just have one moment of the season that we can capture, like the highlight of the refs this season, it had to have been that LeBron call in Boston, right? When he was just apoplectic. He looked like, it was just a guy on like Omaha Beach, like, oh my God! How could I not get that call? It was like Saving Private Ryan, but it was just about not getting a foul call. And he was right. It was really bad. And you had the refs the day after apologizing, and they had that whole wording. He's like, you know, these refs have to go home every single day, and they have to live with themselves, and they have to live with the fact that they blew a call. Just make the right ones. I'm not asking for a soliloquy on how you made a mistake. For God's sakes, just get the calls right in the playoffs. Can we do that? Can we do that? It's another little layer to watch for in these NBA playoffs, which start tomorrow. We got the play-in games finishing tonight. Who we got tonight? We got Heat taking on the Bulls. That should be fun. I'm excited for that one. It's in Miami, right? Can't wait for that. I think the Heat would give the Bucks a harder matchup than the Chicago Bulls will. But Heat, you never know. Something's up with them. Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry's getting old. That team seems like, I was talking to Bonte, and he thinks that they should make a move for another superstar and that they will this offseason. He's throwing out, like, maybe a Kyrie. It's like, maybe. Is Kyrie going to fix all their problems there, though? Is Spoelstra, like, is he going to stay there? I know that's Pat Riley's guy. And Pat Riley calls the shots there. So that's good. That's something that to keep an eye on. I think they might blow things up there in Miami if they get bounced tonight, or if they even get bounced or swept in that first round. Who's the other one? We got Thunder taking on the Timberwolves. I'm rooting for the Thunder in that one because I think they'll be a more fun watch in the playoffs without Naz Reid and without McDaniels for the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's just going to be a tough ask against the Denver Nuggets. If they had those guys, I would give them a shot to upset them, actually. But without them, key pieces there, not only on the defensive side, but on the offensive side with Naz Reid, the way he was shooting it, it's going to be tough sledding for them. Give me the Josh Giddeys, the Shai Gilgeous-Alexanders, the Lu Dorts of the world. That would be fun. Get a little taste, because I think they're going to be up there in the Western Conference Finals type matchups potentially in the next few years. So play-in games wrapping up tonight. Playoffs starting tomorrow. Kings-Warriors primetime slot. Who's going to that game? What are we doing this weekend? 888-957-9570. How are you watching this game? Are you going? If you're a Kings fan, if you're a Warriors fan, let me know. Comcast Business text line. The call number as well. 888-957-9570. Okay, a quick break. Come on back. More Kings-Warriors talk on the other side. 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same.
Welcome back. Pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Phil Collins Friday, Payday Friday. Prediction Friday. Warriors Kings tomorrow. Sacktown. 5:30. ABC. I shouldn't say ABC. I should say 95.7 The freaking game. Your coverage all postseason long right here. Don't go anywhere. Be there. Be square. John Dickinson gets you started with Warriors Live before tossing it over to the great Tim Roy. Pre and post. All that jazz. Right here, all throughout the playoffs, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. 95-7, the freaking game. Let's go. So damn pumped. It's Friday, first and foremost. It's Phil Collins and Payday, so it's already a double great Friday. But I love these kind of shows and these kind of days where you get all the predictions. Whether you're a Kings fan or Warriors fan, it's the last time you can kind of say your piece, and then you go into tomorrow. And you got that whole day to ramp it all up. Who's going to the game? What you wearing? What you doing? How you watching? Are you not going? Are you going to a bar? Basketball games are interesting. I feel like basketball games, more than any other, are great for bar scenes. I know football, obviously, is king when it comes to that. But, like, baseball, I'm not going to a bar for a baseball game. It's, like, too much. There's too much nuance throughout a baseball game for me to go to a freaking bar and try to, like dissect it, especially if I'm going to be talking on the radio about it. Like, I can't be half in the bag watching Giants-Dodgers, like, eighth inning. Oh, he's on the pickoff throw. That was his third attempt. What just happened? What? The pitch clock violation? Like, no. Even with the pitch clock violation, now you got to be locked in. Basketball is a great atmosphere, and it's a great time. We used to do a bunch of watch parties here when the Golden State Warriors were at their heyday a few years ago. They're still in their heyday. Don't relax. But the Kevin Durant era, when those places would just be packed, we'd have a bunch of guests. We got a bunch of cheer cars. We got a bunch of fans of the station all packed in, and everyone's just having a great time because you just knew the Warriors are going to win. Now, you don't. And there is this little sort of kind of apprehension, if you will. Maybe not in this first round, but hell. The one unique part about this series, you're going to find a lot of different Kings fans and Warriors fans in the same bar. So let's please just be civil this weekend. A little trash talking is fine. A little S talking is fine. But please, don't go overboard. Don't want that happening. 888-957-9570. We are live on Twitch and YouTube. Appreciate all y'all checking in there. Again, if you would like to call, just mention the number or text the Comcast Business text line. 888-957-9570. Who's winning this game? Who's winning the series? Prediction time. You can give me, you know, it's one of those shows where it's like, do you want to give out your finals predictions? Because It's the last time you're going to talk to people before playoff rounds have already started. I might do that. I might tell it to Joe Shasky on the other side with the crossover when he joins me every Monday through Friday at 5:45. Joe Shasky, the morning roast. I might give my predictions at that point. I already said Warriors are making the NBA Finals. I proclaimed that months ago. They are going to the NBA Finals. Lock it in. It's happening. This first round series is going to be tough. Possibly, wait for it, this could be their toughest round. I can make the argument this could be their toughest round of the NBA playoffs. Just by the style of play the Kings have. Where the Warriors are at, getting Wiggins back on the floor, kind of getting him back into the fold. Dante DiVincenzo, yeah, he's been through it. Was he hurt that entire Bucks run through the playoffs? I feel like he was. Maybe he played a few games. He's definitely played some playoff games with them, I know that. But that championship run, he did not play. So it's a little bit of a test for him. Gary Payton, he was there last year. He knows what it's all about. Kuminga, this is going to be a huge test for him. He was on the bench most of, if not all, throughout last playoffs. So this is going to be a very difficult first-round series. Perhaps the most. Just because of you're getting everyone integrated and everyone gelling and trying to gel at the right time. Here's more from Steve Kerr talking about, you know, the road through the NBA playoffs and road playoff games specifically for this Golden State Warriors team.
It's a thing in that it gets us going. I think our guys thrive on the road in the playoffs. I know we've won at least one road game in 27 straight series, which is by far an NBA record. Raymond reminds me that every time we win a road game in the playoff series, he reminds me that number. But we've had so many of these over the years. I remember game one in Toronto, you know, the first time the finals ever made it to Canada, and the atmosphere that night was just incredible, and we love it. It's so much fun to play in those environments, and I think Saturday will be very similar. It's been a long drought in Sacramento, and they're back in the postseason, and the crowd's going to be going crazy. It's going to be really fun.
It's going to be going crazy. Like, before the We Believe team happened and that Oracle and the Roracle kind of got its name and its soul, if you will, Arco Arena, like, that was the most raucous environment. You just remember, oh, and I hear Joe Shasky's voice. He's pumped. He is so damn pumped. I can hear his voice right now. If you want to close that door for me, Sammy, here on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game. He's decked out in his We Believe jersey. Joe Shasky joining me on the other side. His voice carries. It carries. But 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. More from Steve Kerr talking about this is the healthiest the team has been all year. Again, he joined Willard and Kruger yesterday right here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I would. The healthiest physically and I think also emotionally, spiritually, however you want to put it. I feel like we're in a really good place. You know, we've been through a lot together this year. So many ups and downs, so many individual storylines within that. You know, every one of our guys has had to go through a lot to get to this point, but this is what we wanted. You know, we just wanted a chance to defend our title, hopefully be healthy and playing well when that chance came around, and that's where we are. We won 8 of our last 10, and, you know, we got Wiggs back, we got Gary Payton back, you know, we've got guys healthy and playing at a high level, so we're in a good spot.
They are in a good spot, and I do like old-fashioned, as Joe Shasky's talking to me now. If you're on YouTube, you don't see him, but he just brought in this big old pink box of donuts, Bob's Donuts. Yeah, there's his face right there sneaking in if you're on YouTube and Twitch with a S-eating grin on his face. He's bringing in donuts on a Friday. It's a payday Friday, Phil Collins Friday. He's not worried about the Kings. He's not worried about them.
Oh,
as you're licking your lips with that chocolate.
Bob's Donuts.
Yeah. So good.
I don't know who Bob is. Bob, you're a G.
How are you, Bob? There you go. Not little Bob here from Bob's Discount Furniture. God. Speaking of commercials that just get in your head, all the roasters out there and all the pre-gamers out there, you know which ones I'm talking about. The little Bob one gets to me at Bob's Discount Furniture. God. But we love all of our sponsors here at 95.7 The Game, even Cars for Kids. Oh, boy. I'm not going to get started on that. 888-957-9570. You watching the game this weekend? Where are you watching? Where are you going? If you're going to SAC, let me know. If you're a Kings fan, if you're a Warriors fan, we're accepting of all here. on the pregame show and here at 95.7 The Game, even though we are the home of the Golden State Warriors and the home for all of your Golden State Warriors playoff action all postseason long. Wrapping it up here with Steve Kerr one more on being ready for the postseason. Here's how he feels his team is ready this season.
Well, it's big for us. I mean, you know, every time you go through the playoffs, something happens that you can kind of put in your memory bank and file it away and use it. And so this team, the core of this team has been through everything. So I think we're ready for everything. That doesn't necessarily give us a huge edge. I mean, they're going to have all kinds of energy and excitement, and they've got home court. And so I can't really speak for their team, but I just know that for us, we're ready for whatever comes our way. Our guys have seen and done it all, and that's helpful.
They have seen and done it all. Like, they're not going to be surprised by anything. They have been through the ups and downs. They have lost NBA finals multiple times. But they have never, ever, in the Steve Kerr head coaching era for the Golden State Warriors, they have never lost a Western Conference series. A Western Conference series. Is it going to happen in this first round? No, it's not. It's going to be tough. Tubbs ain't losing in the first round of the Kings. I'm sorry, Sacramento. It's been a great season. It's been awesome. I can't wrap my head around the Kings beating the Warriors, barring any extreme injury. Like, I cannot wrap my head around it. Kings fans, if you're listening, tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me why I'm wrong at 888-957-9570. Take a quick break. Come on back. The Crossover is next. Joe Shasky joining me here on the Morning Roast. 95.7. I just said the Morning Roast. Oh, my God. I think I'm on the Morning Roast. No, I'm not. He's from the Morning Roast. This is the pregame show, Joe Spadoni. 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah. I can feel it coming in the air tonight and tomorrow. 5:30, Golden One.
No, Joey.
No?
11:30, Carl's Beacon versus the Philly Club, my 12-under team.
Oh, okay. No, good. I thought Carlos
Two rival bars.
I thought Carlos Beacon was like a Detroit Tiger. I was like, I'm not watching that. No, I'm sorry. No, as the Giants take on the Tigers.
Did you see what's going on with Javier Baez?
No, what's going on?
Javier Baez is like blowing through signs, not paying attention on the field,
shocking,
not hustling.
Yikes.
Detroit Tigers are not happy with him. The manager is just staring at him in this play.
So AJ Hinch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still there.
So fly ball in a Toronto game, and he thinks there's two outs, there's one out, and he gets doubled up. And the manager's just looking at him like, you, what? Anyway, neither here nor there.
Pre-game show, Joe Spadoni. It's time for the Crossover Now. It's where that guy, Joe Shasky, joins me here, as he does every Monday through Friday at 5:45. Catch Joe 6 to 10 Monday through Friday. Morning Roast, him and Bonte. He's a pre-gamer for about 15 minutes. He gets after it.
Absolutely.
He brought the pre-game donuts this morning on a payday Friday. Just a great day. Like, these are the fun days, Joe, because you got the night before, you got the day before the game starts,
yes,
right? All the playoff action. Like,
yes,
this is going to be an awesome, awesome weekend in sports, and I cannot freaking wait for tomorrow where it all culminates in Sacramento. This is the game. This is the series in round one that everyone has circled. The defending champs, the Sacramento Kings that haven't been there in 15 years. Freaking awesome. Let's go. I'm so pumped.
You know, it's unfortunate and also amazing that we're facing the Sacramento Kings. Because I do think, like, peel away all the bravado from Warrior fans, right? On some level, you got to respect it. You know what I mean? Like the Buffalo Bills, right? Everyone looks around, outside of one of their main rivals or whatever, like the Patriots. You know, everybody's like, I want to see the Buffalo Bills win.
Yeah.
Like, who is sitting here rooting against the Sacramento Kings, like, avidly? Nobody, really.
No one.
No one. Yeah. Like, it's a great story. And I think that they're obviously feel like anybody who slights them even the least is not watching their team. And it's like, yeah, the majority of us did not watch your team. I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm being honest. Like, look, Bonte's all into the league pass, and I'm sure there are a lot of people like him. You haven't been on national television in what feels like forever.
No, this is kind of the start of your run. It was similar with the Golden State Warriors. Like, and exactly. I'm not here to say that they're going to go on a championship.
There are comps.
There are comps. Like no one gave an F about the Warriors under their Mark Jackson
Absolutely.
Years. No one cared. Oh, Steph. Oh, that kid at Davidson. Oh, he's pretty cool. Oh, Draymond. He was a gritty player over at Michigan State. But they're not doing anything. And then slowly they started getting more and more national games. Then Curry has a moment in Madison Square Garden. And these things start to build. So, like, next season and the season after that, can Fox and Sabonis start building something
exactly.
really special? And then, yes, then we'll talk about you. Like, the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, Memphis isn't a big market. Why are we talking about Memphis? Oh, they got a guy named John Morant.
Yeah, it changed right? everything. It
changed everything.
And I think this is, to me, you want to talk about high-profile boosting, you know, like, you know, video games, you get these little boosters to make your 2K player. I'm doing the PGA right now, or my show player to, like, get him better.
I haven't played golf in so long. I need to get a golf game.
It's so much fun.
Is it?
It's very difficult. Like, as a golfer, you would like it because there's, like, flops and chips
totally.
And pitches. And, like, there's all the different ways that you could do it. Anyway, point being is that there's all these little boosts. The guy, I believe, will have his profile boosted more than any other during this series is going to be De'Aaron Fox. And I think it's going to be awesome for the league because they'll have an opportunity to showcase one of their young players that, let's be real, who doesn't love a speedster who can get to the cup at will, who also's got a great step back daddy, you know, that he's been developing, and is just a great playmaker?
Well, he's clutch too, right?
Yeah.
Like, and Fitz was talking about it yesterday. He's like, yeah, that's great about Fox, like, doing that in, like, the last few minutes, but, like, that, he had to do that because the defense was so bad, and they had to do it. But also, it's just, there's going to be some moments in this series where it's tight, and it's going to be separating the men from the boys. Who's going to make that defensive play? And that's why I'm leaning Shasky in this series. Every time it just comes back to, I just trust the Warriors will get it done in the last few minutes on defense more than the Sacramento Kings. I haven't seen that from the Kings this year. Well, they have, like, a horrible defense. Like,
it's fair.
It's fair, right? Like, I'm trying to find a way where I think the Sac can take this to 7 games and maybe win it. And it's making a defensive play here and there that I just don't think they have it in them.
I do think that. I think Kings fans get very angry, and the people that are covering it. The regular season, you can't dismiss it. And I would just say, like, there's no other organization that will dismiss the regular season more in the history of sports than the Golden State Warriors. You know why? Because they had the greatest regular season of all time. And everyone said, because you didn't win a championship in Game 7, tied with 2 minutes to go, everything you accomplished during the regular season means nothing.
You know,
the league told us that.
It's, and I'm going to do a cross-sport analogy here. After a certain amount of time, and this is a team that's not even close to the Warriors' level of excellence, but after the last 15 years of being an A's fan, I don't give an F about the regular season. And the Kings are going to get to this
point. Why do you say that?
I don't care because I've seen what happens in the playoffs. I'm tired of being the plucky team, and the Kings are going to learn this.
Mm.
You're not going to care about the regular season anymore if you get bounced in this round one. You're going to start getting that taste. Oh, that was cool to get back in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I want to stay there.
Well,
I want to move on. So, like, they're going to get a taste of why the regular season to the Warriors didn't matter in this first round series. They're going to get a taste of that, Joe.
I do believe, like, if I was setting up any of these leagues, baseball, basketball, like, whatever, like, I do want my regular season to have some importance, but, like, you're not going to replicate football. There's only so many games.
You're not.
Football's so unique. And so I do believe that basketball and Major League Baseball, they are struggling to try to keep up with the regular season of football. And I would tell them, you're chasing false ghosts.
Yes.
You're never going to replicate that regular season.
Well, we love, and I was talking about this earlier on the pregame show, I was talking about, you know, NBA and MLB, what makes them so fun is that ultimately the cream always rises.
Yes.
Shout out Macho Man.
Yes.
Like, the best teams are always going to come out.
But
and God, I love it. I can build a promo right now around me. RIP Randy Savage.
Bonesaw is ready.
Shout out Spider-Man.
Miss Elizabeth the Nine.
So good. Dude, I used to have every single, my mom used to get me, like, I used to like have to go to, like, get a shot at the doctor or something, like 5 and 6. She would always, she'd always tell me, he's like, after this, we'll go to KB Toys, and you can pick out any wrestler you want. So I'd always get, like, a Sting, or I had a Farouk. I had, like, a
Brett.
Yeah, dude, shout out Farouk.
The Nation of Domination.
Let's go.
We are the Nation of Domination.
Him and Bradshaw was APA.
Bradshaw.
So sick. Them just playing poker and drinking beers in the background.
So good.
Damn.
Bradshaw had a late career resurgence.
He did. He's a great commentator, too,
actually.
He really
was.
He's really good. Sneakily, I just learned this. He played for the Raiders practice squad, like, in the early 90s.
Did not know that.
But any of these wrestling guys, you can look back in their careers, they were, like, just amazing at, like, any sport,
and they
just flamed out. Anyways, as I digress, where were we, Shasky, before this?
We were just talking about the Kings, regular season, the NBA regular season, NFL regular season, how we're just, it's...
And, oh, that's right.
And no,
the cream rises, Macho Man Randy Savage. That's why we love it. The best teams will always end up going to the top. NFL, it's unpredictable. Like, the Chiefs are the best team every year.
Yeah.
But they may run into the Bengals. They're just hot.
I mean, or have a bad half. And have then the Bengals, exactly.
But you saw it the last few years in baseball. It's like the Astros. Like, they're the best in the AL. That always rises up. Like, and they may get in a bubble series or something like that, and they lose to the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, it doesn't always work out for them, but you know they're going to pencil them in the first or second round. They got bounced last year. Now with this three-game series, though, it's changed in baseball where the cream is starting to get to that NFL level. NBA, best teams are still going to rise up. Yeah. And I think it's going to be the Warriors in this first round.
Well, and like for an example, like just to give people a more recent example, like Valanciunas, who was kind of like hobbled or whatever, I think the majority of the time he's going to close games. They were taking him off the floor in certain possessions defensively at the end of that game. Why? Because it's a do-or-die game.
Yes.
Right? And so you see this a lot, is that things that you do during the regular season, when you get into these do-or-die moments, they don't translate. Right? The Mozgov experiment, for example. Mozgov was their guy for how long?
Laker legend.
And the Warriors ran him right off the floor. And they were like, we'll give you whatever you want. And I know that that's an extreme example, but that's literally what the Warriors have done to change the game. If you're not able to switch, if you're not able to stay out there on defense, we are going to continue to attack and attack. And I'm not saying that the Warriors are the only ones doing this. All the teams that are winning it all. What makes Giannis so incredible is that Giannis can switch out onto anybody.
No,
right? You know, and so I think when I look at some of the bigs, the Joel Embiid, the Jokic, there are many reasons why their teams lose in the playoffs, right? And I want to see them get farther. One part of it is that the way that you play during the regular season doesn't necessarily translate to the playoffs at times.
Everything's going to be shrinking. The rotations are going to be shrinking. The trust in people, the amount of people that you trust in late game situations will shrink.
Yes.
You saw that in the play-in game. Darvin Ham said, you know what, D'Lo, you may be the third best player on this team or third best scorer anyways, but you're not doing jack out there on the defensive end. If you're not making shots, sorry. I'm putting in Dennis Schroeder.
Exactly.
Who can play on both ends of the floor.
Schroeder saved them.
And Schroeder saved them. He was clutch at the line. He was clutch at that three-point shot. Should have been the game winner. Shout out Anthony Davis with the bonehead play of the year. But like, that's what you got to do. It's like, I don't care about feelings at this point. It's about winning the freaking game.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, that's all I care about. And then you'll move on, and then you'll say, hey, this is what you need to work on for next series, and we'll get better. Like, and this is why. And let me know what you think about this, Joe. I was thinking about it. Could this potentially be the toughest series the Warriors play in the Western Conference?
This year. I mean,
I'm saying that only because
the matchups are.
I'm saying this because of this. The next time, if you advance, I would be under the assumption that Andrew Wiggins is at least back to 75 to 80% of what he was.
Oh, I see.
This is
going
to be very difficult to try and integrate him into this lineup with the addition of Gary Payton, DiVincenzo, Kuminga. How are they going to juggle all this? This could be very interesting if it doesn't go right in the first game. Wiggins looks lost at times. He doesn't look like his step's not there yet, right? And they lose that first game. It's like,
See, I was going to go in the other direction. I got a feeling he's going to be seamless.
Okay.
I think he's going to have fresh legs.
The way they've been talking about him makes it seem
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll get winded quicker than normally he does. Like, his conditioning's always been top-notch, right? You know? But I do think he'll get a little winded a little quicker. I think it's all hands on deck, and I feel like this is a very, very, very experienced team. And I'm looking at them, and we were talking about, like, you know, who do you trust, right? Who do you trust? As I go Tupac on you.
Big trust?
I mean, I feel confident in 9 players right now. Really, 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 really confident on the Warriors with 9 players. I'm sure the Kings feel very confident in their 9 or 10 guys. And as the series progresses, that will shrink.
Yes.
That will shrink. And you will see maybe a random Moses Moody minute here just to see if he's got anything. And you'll see the Kings go to some of their reserves to see if they – and Alex Len, for example, to see if he's got anything. But that's the beauty of the playoffs is each game is its own matchup. Go back to game one against the Celtics. I mean, if you had just had that fourth quarter, Al Horford, they had no answer for. Derek White, they had no answer for. Fast forward to game 4, what did it look like?
They had no answer for the Warriors.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
The adjustments and playing the same team 5, 6, and 7 times in a row, I think really changes things in basketball.
That's Joe Shasky. I teased it earlier. I will tell you, I'm not going to ask Joe his because he has his own show. Maybe him and Bonte will give their final predictions and who they think will make the NBA
Finals.
Oh, I have
no problem saying it.
Okay. Who do you have?
Yeah, I mean, look, if we're going to do this and we're going to be arrogant and have fun with it, Warriors in 5.
Okay.
Yeah, they're winning game 1, and that's going to be a huge gut blow.
Okay. So that's against the Kings. I'm saying because it's the start of the playoffs this weekend. I think the Warriors are beating the Kings. I don't care who they beat in the second round, Grizzlies, Lakers, Suns in the third, whatever. Warriors are going back to the NBA Finals. It starts tomorrow against the Kings. I don't know if they win that game. Doesn't matter if they win that game, yeah, to be quite honest. But the Warriors will be back in the NBA Finals, and they'll be taking on the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wow.
And the Golden State Warriors are going back-to-back in their repeat.
Wow. I'm, like, shocked that you're saying that.
That's Joe Shasky. He's joining Bonte Hill next.
Wow.
He's shocked. I'm not on 95.7 The Game.